Football Sack Podcast. It is a seamless entry to the show. I'm Jack Quigley. Me as always, co-hosting is Christian Leyland.
Hello, everyone.
And we have, as is the in vogue thing to do now on our preview show, we have a special guest with us, and this week is Curtis Haywood. So welcome aboard.
Hey guys, how you going?
Great intro. Let's get into it. Oh, that's top five intros from our guests.
Oh, one. Definitely. Yeah. We're just so lucky we've only had three.
Yeah, that's right. But definitely top five.
Definitely top five.
Borderline top three.
Borderline. Yeah. Well, actually, we've had four, haven't we? Because you had the early one.
Aaron was in, of course, yeah.
He didn't say much, but he was there all the same.
Yeah, that's right, because we didn't give him a microphone.
We were just saying jokes, and then you could do your randomly. He's just laughing in the background, so it was good.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we should have given him a mic for the laughing bit.
Yeah, which is true.
We should record all of the laughter that gets...
It'd be like Mark Bosnich's laugh. It'll be one person laugh, but it'll sound like seven.
Yeah, that's right. There's a great comedian. His name is Jason Manford. He's a big Man City fan, actually. Have you seen him? Yeah. His photo on Twitter is of him playing in a charity game at Old Trafford, and when he gets substituted off, he takes off the shirt from the charity team he's playing for, and he's got a City shirt underneath. He's just walking around parading for all the fans at Old Trafford.
I've got a good story about Jason Manford, actually.
Yes.
Someone on Blue Moon, that's like the big Man City forum on the internet, someone trashed him as a comedian, and also saying he didn't turn up to a charity event he was supposed to. Just trashed him. But anyway, someone actually copied the link and posted it on Jason's official Facebook. So Jason joined up to Blue Moon and just ripped this guy to arsehole. So ripped him to pieces. And then it was just like 100 pages of just people brown-nosing Jason Manford after that.
Yeah, that's right.
But it was just hilarious to see. Like, it was great just to see some, like, an actual figure come on and just go, look, if you're gonna, like, you know, say something bad about me, at least do it properly, because you're totally wrong. Yeah. And all your facts are made up. It was just brilliant.
I forgot what I was going to say. What was I going to say about him?
You're going to say, I'm not sure about Jason Manford, but like Christian Leyland, he's a top bloke.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that. you've stolen my really good Jason Manford story then. Oh, damn it. Hopefully it'll come back to me during the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You bastard, because it was really funny.
Better than mine?
Huh?
Better than mine?
Yes, yeah, like 100 times better.
Anything would be better than yours, Christian.
Oh, yeah. Devastated. Who brought him along?
Actually, I have remembered.
Okay.
Because we said we were going to collect all the laughter and sort of play it, he made a DVD of one of his shows, sort of like, you know, a lot of comedians do.
Yes.
And he said that while he was doing the show, this one bloke in the front of the audience was bugging him because he was not laughing. He just sat there looking totally disinterested. He'd driven his daughters to the show or whatever. And it was bugging him. And he said at one point during the show, he made the guy chuckle. Like, the bloke sort of giggled. Oh, yeah, that was half funny. And he went off stage afterwards and he said, right, I want you to go through the footage, find that bloke chuckling, and play it about six times during the DVD. So when he watches the DVD back, he'll think, I actually didn't have a bad time with that show, actually. It was a bit better than I thought it was. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. The other thing he said he did was because they recorded over two shows, or they were going to, he wanted to have a really big beard for one show and then shave. And what he would do is do the setups for jokes clean shaven and then cut to the audience and cut back to him for the punchline with a massive beard and see if anyone would pick up on it. Yes.
Nice.
Jesus, joke's been going for a while.
Yeah.
Let's. I know this sounds a little strange, but let's actually talk a little bit about football.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We had a game last night, which we failed to mention on our preview show.
Yes.
Because we didn't.
Because we predicted it was going to be a non-event, and hey, we were
Yeah. I wish I predicted it was going to be a non-event, because I may not have sat there and watched it.
Yeah, and you may not have lost money on it.
I may not have lost money. I came within a width of a post of getting some money out of that. It was a real not good game.
Actually,
it wasn't that bad in terms of the technical ability, and both midfields worked hard, but there's just no quality in the final third at all.
Which is strange coming from a team with a poor rifle, for example.
Yes, that's right. He had one shot that he fizzed past the post. But other than that, not a lot to speak of.
Nick Ward, what a pickup for Phoenix.
Looks really good for them, yeah. He's the sort of player that does look good in his first few games for you. He's done it at a few clubs now. He's done it at Victory. Did it at Queen's Park Rangers.
Yeah, QPR, yes.
Has done it in bits for the Young Socceroos as well. So we'll see. Good signs so far. Let's talk preview of this weekend's show. or this weekend's games on this show.
On this show. Yeah. Awesome. We should have a preview show for our own football show.
Let's preview the review show. we'll be talking about this weekend's games. I'll make some more bad jokes.
Might throw a little bit of Premier League in there.
Yeah, there might be some Premier League.
And might have another Who Am I?
Yeah, because ours got solved, which we'll talk about later in the show.
Yes, definitely.
let's talk about our first game for the weekend. It kicks off tomorrow night. It's the Newcastle Jets against the Perth Glory. Mm-hmm. And the Glory will be looking to hit back after a disappointing result last weekend.
Yeah, they had their first loss last week. And you know, I guess if they could pick someone, you know, Jets would probably be top three.
Yeah.
Yeah, they... It won't be easy at the Jets' home ground.
They
defend well there, and although the club itself is under the pump, the team isn't going like terribly badly. I mentioned before, they're just not getting the results, but they're playing all right. So it should be all right. It's hard to see the Glory not coming away with at least a point, though.
It'll be great for lovers of comedy. You'll get to see Ruben Zedkovic play.
Which is great.
Actually, did he get sent off not long ago?
I didn't invent that.
Maybe I just wished it. Have you seen much of Ruben Zedkovic, Kurt?
I haven't seen much.
He's like awful.
Awful.
You see him, and most of him is actually his name.
It's what?
Because it's huge.
Oh. Yeah. What was your joke?
No, it was saying.
That's why I'm trying to figure it out.
Still. Okay, so Fury versus Victory is the next game.
Hang on, let's just backtrack a little bit. This is Ruben Zedkovic, who scored himself a big transfer to Derby County, who are officially the worst team to have ever played in the Premier League.
Yes,
and couldn't break into their side. Oh, yeah.
Didn't they get 10 points that year?
Nine.
Nine. Yeah. That is devastating.
Shame on you, Newcastle United, for being the only team to lose to them. Dear. Even the Hammers put 5 past in that season.
Wow. Yeah. That.
And we beat them 2-1 at Upton Park and got booed off. Because we'd only beaten them 2-1.
Blake Hampton sent us an Imposters 11. It's like the worst 11 in the A-League. Zedkovic is in that. Do you want to talk about that later in the show?
Let's talk about that later in the show. We'll get that up. Dave, get that up for us. Yeah, and cool. We'll as soon as we have that up, we'll talk about it, because that sounds good. Yeah, he's good, Blake. He sends us a lot of stuff, doesn't he?
He does.
Good. If he's awake, he's researching the internet for things to send to us. We appreciate that.
It's good. We get like 7 emails from a day with like 20 YouTube clips on it.
Yeah, he sent us some before that we just won't have time to play on air. There are a few contenders for YouTube clips of the week, mm-hmm. though.
I'm sure a couple of them will come into the year.
I think they probably will.
Good work, Blake.
Good work. Keep it up. Let's actually move on now. Do we want to make predictions for that one?
Oh, okay. Why not? I'm gonna go with 2-2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
That's interesting.
It is. Well, you went 2-2 for Chelsea and Hammers, so this will be my.
This will be your 3-1 away.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm gonna go for. I can't see there being 4 quality finishes in that game. I'm gonna go for. 1-0 to the Glory.
Okay, cool. What if I say 2-0, no quality finishes, just 4 dreadful pieces of defending?
Yeah, that's believable.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
Mind you, when you're talking about the Glory, it has to be plenty of goals. Glory, quality team.
Oh, yeah. Our resident Glory supporter here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Let's ask your opinion on the match then, Kurt.
Oh, it'll be an easy 2-0 victory.
You think for the Glory, yeah?
No worries.
Is that hard or head, that one? No.
I think that's probably a bit of both.
Pretty both, yeah. It's reasonable.
It's tough side to break down Newcastle, but the Glory probably...
When you've got someone like Fowler up front.
Yeah. Mm. Although, from what I've seen, he drops deeper and deeper, doesn't he? And he's played a lot of killer passes this year.
He's still got a killer shot that you can drive from a long way out, but...
Yeah, true.
Feeding the ball... in through for the other players.
Yeah, Sajowski getting under the end of a lot of his balls. Yeah. They're actually getting a pretty good combination, I have to admit. Not the biggest fan of Sajowski, but he's playing all right now.
Pretty clear as well.
Yeah.
He's playing all right.
Credit where credit's due. So.
Yes, that's right. If Ruben Zedkovic is ever not awful, I will admit that.
Okay, cool.
But I just know I'm totally safe.
You're totally safe.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Anyway, our second game of the round.
Of the round, yes, is the Fury against the Victory.
Yes, okay. They've already played. They got a draw down in Melbourne.
Yes.
Earlier in the season.
Yeah, they did too. Mm, yeah. That was like, it seems like it was a fortnight ago.
It does.
It was the one where there was all the red cards and penalties, wasn't it?
Yeah, Cernat
was sent off for pushing Kevin Muscat.
Okotu.
Okotu, sorry, Okotu, yeah. It was just a bad luck for Okotu. No, that was genuinely... that's really mean. It was just really bad that at the same time that he placed his hands on Kevin Muscat's chest, a gale force breeze blew over Okoto's shoulder and floored poor old Kevin. Because it made it look like Kevin was a total softie, but obviously it was just the breeze.
It's just the breeze, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's unfortunate. Thoughts on that? I'm going to say the Fury are due. I'm going to go for a home win.
A home win. Okay, what are you thinking? 1-0?
2-1.
No, I can read you. It's going to be interesting to see how... because Victory only played a couple of days.
Yeah, that's right.
They played last night, didn't they? Yeah. So it's going to have a short turnaround. Up in Townsville, that's going to be really humid.
Yeah.
That's a hard game in itself, let alone when you played 2 or 3 days beforehand.
Yeah, and it was quite a cold night the other night, last night in Melbourne too, apparently 12 degrees.
Yeah, okay.
So I see the Fury to get that one. They've had a bit of a break, bit of a layoff. I fancy that's my tip of the week.
Yeah, no, 2-1 sounds good. I want to say 3-1 just to be different, though. Can they score 3?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. 3-1 really? Be different.
Wow, okay.
See, with Muscat's in the back there, it's not hard to score 3 against them.
Yeah,
Is he back for this game? Do we know?
No.
He's not back.
No, he's gone.
Oh. Okay.
How long is he out for?
A little while.
Yeah, because they don't let you in those little gopher scooters on the pitch, do they? He's actually got to prove that he can walk again.
Yes. Cool.
Raw v Adelaide United. You'll be going up to this one?
I will be, yes. As may Curtis be.
Yes, you may be joining. Sorry to hear it.
He'll be. as long as he drives.
Yeah. No. It's going to be interesting. But Raw and Adelaide, they're probably the two most similar sides to each other in the comp. Style-wise.
Yeah. Okay. Not passing the ball around wise.
On form, you probably have to go Adelaide because they're actually scoring and finishing off.
Yeah. I think this has got a bit of a good game. I think it is.
Like, of course, like, yeah, I'm going to say Raw just because I go for them, obviously.
Yeah.
If it's neutral, you'd probably say Adelaide, but I really think you could see a good game go either way. It's like I have no goals or plenty of goals.
I think probably 1-1. That'll be my shout.
Okay.
Have to agree.
Yeah, you're going to go the same coat. That's good.
Cool. 2-0 the Raw. That's mine.
That's yours.
That's mine.
Okay, righto.
It's definitely your heart.
We'll see on the review show.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're previewing the review show now, so should we comment on how stupid you look on the review?
Okay, let's do it.
Speaking of looking stupid, Christian's cut his hair.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which is that was a nice little segue.
Yeah, it was quite good. Nice
little way to get back at you. so we're going to have to take a new photo for our picture on iTunes.
Okay. See, I actually did this. I actually had this haircut like an hour ago, so it's kind of sticking up.
So it won't always look that bad.
No, so I'm hoping once I do a shower, it'll stick back down like normal hair.
How long did you have it? Like, how long did it take you to get that?
Well, I didn't know until I went to the hairdressers, but I remembered I went and had. Pardon me. I shaved my head.
Can I just say that's your first problem there, going to a hairdresser? You got to go on barber.
I was going to.
I told him to go on barber.
I went there. There was 3 people lining up as well as the guy in the chair. And I had to come to here at 3, so I didn't have time.
Okay.
So I just went to the one on the normal shopping centre you don't have to book for. But I went there and she's like, so how long have you had your hair growing for? So I didn't know. So I actually went, oh, hang on. I actually shaved it the day before I got my license. So I whipped my license out. It's been almost 2 years to the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a pity you didn't keep the hair. You could have had a competition. Somebody get to win a piece of your hair.
Somebody would have won it.
Oh, God.
I'm not sure who.
Some obviously very disturbed person, which explains why they're listening to this show.
That's right, yeah. Obviously, a large portion of our listenership are disturbed people.
No offense, listeners. You're all lovely people.
We should not riff our audience. That's not really what we're going for.
Sorry, Quigley's mum.
Yeah, mum, I like you. Our next game is Heart versus Phoenix. We were sort of talking about it before the show, and I thought, oh, that'll be interesting. And you said, we were talking about Clint Bolton, who makes his 50th, will get his 50th win in the A-League.
If he wins, if
Heart win. And you said, no, but he plays for the Heart, so he won't.
We could mention the show, but it just won't be worth it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
The NFA has been sending us that email for 5 weeks now.
Yeah, that's right. saying, yeah, surely this week. They've got a big banner there at the heart that they just cannot wait to unfurl. They've got to unfurl it and moths are just going to fly out of it.
It might not be too much of the banner left.
There'll just be big holes in it.
But if he does manage to win, it'll be the first keeper to hit 50 A-League wins.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. So I'm sure his poor fellow probably hasn't slept in weeks.
He hasn't had
a decent sleep on a Friday night for months. The Phoenix looked good. Their shaky away form looked like it might be turning around last night.
Mm-hmm.
They look much more solid. Melbourne didn't carve them open. And, if they've sorted out that away form, then they're looking really good.
Yeah. No, okay. Cool. I could see them. I'm going to go with a point this time.
You going to split the points?
Yeah, one all.
Yeah, I see about a one all there as well. I didn't see a lot of finishing quality last night from the Phoenix. And we haven't seen a lot of finishing quality from the Heart. So
hopefully Alois, he might actually get a start this week.
Yes, he may do.
Yeah.
Nil to the Heart.
Yeah.
Oh, that dear. That is brave.
Brave. He's like a goalkeeper. Either brave or stupid.
I thought of a funny headline last night because Nick Ward was playing for the Phoenix and he was playing back in Melbourne. And I thought that it'd be funny if he ever signed for Melbourne Heart because they could have, like, the headline would be, like, Cardio Ward. Like in a hospital.
Okay, I get it.
Because
it's heart
and cardio. And Ward.
That's good. No, you're clever, Jack. Yeah. That's very nice.
All I wanted you to say. Now we can move on. Was that so hard? Our last game of the weekend is Gold Coast United versus the Central Coast Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
The 230 odd people I'll get up there will enjoy that.
Yeah, I think so. Because obviously the 200 of them are going to be Central Coast Mariners fans.
That's right. Yeah, they'll be making the trip off of the Central Coast. And then of that, about sort of 20 will have to get up about 45 minutes before the game, go down, start warming up, get changed, and play the match before they go rejoin the other 180 for the trip home.
That's why Shane Smeltz left, because he was sick of paying the entry fee every time he had to get up and play.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right. Are we going to talk about the game?
Why not?
Yeah.
Gold Coast obviously got their first win on the weekend.
I'll back them to go back to back.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay. You think the signs were that promising?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking it's going to be hard to get past the Central Coast defence for them. Unless Gite can get acquainted really quickly.
Yeah.
They still don't really have the goal scoring power that they seem to be lacking. So I'm going to go Central Coast 1-0.
Okay. Fair enough. I'll go Gold Coast 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt?
Ball draw.
Oh, three-way tie. There we go.
Could be. No game for Sydney FC, so our Sydney FC competition, is that still running?
It is. It happens every home game.
Once
this round ends, so on Monday, entries will be open for next weekend's game,
okay.
Which is actually against the Gold Coast.
Oh, there you go. We'll talk about that on the preview show.
Yes, definitely.
Review show.
Yes. Yes.
And probably on the preview show.
That's cool. This is the preview show of the review show.
Which is
reviewing the weekend. And also, it could also be... Imagine if... Okay, so this show is previewing the review
show. This is going to be stupid. Before you even start saying it, I know it's going to be stupid.
We're all going to end up confused halfway through.
Yeah, okay. Do we just want to skip it?
Dave's making the cutthroat kind of...
Cut the mic. Yeah.
Okay.
He can't talk, can he, really?
No. Because he doesn't have a microphone.
Ah.
Now, a few notable things that we should mention that were sent to us by the FFA. Jacob Burns will make his 250th career appearance in professional football, which is good. And I mentioned to you something that not a lot of people know is that game Mark Viduka scored four times for Leeds against Liverpool. Jacob Burns played that game.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, not a lot of people know that. Only because I saw it on one of those Premier League classic matches about a year ago and was looking at the team sheet and thought, oh, bloody hell, Jacob Burns.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Want to go quickly to the trivia answers?
You can just totally interrupt me now and we can go there, or we can get to it in about 5 minutes when I segue there I was planning to.
Okay, let's do that.
Yes, we will. We'll get there in a sec. Hold on. Ian Pfeiffer made his 200th league appearance in Australia.
Oh, okay. That's impressive. Nice.
Yes, it is a good achievement for him, so well done. Now we're officially done with all our stuff. We can move on to our other stuff. First cab off the rank, because you're fidgeting like a two-year-old, is our trivia question, which came from our review show on Tuesday, and we asked a bit of a who am I question. Have we still got we do. 23 international caps, played in Italy, Switzerland.
Do you want to see if Curtis can get it?
Yeah. Well, I think we mentioned it before the show. Did you hear us?
I can't remember it.
23 international caps, played in Italy, Switzerland, England for 9 years with 3 different clubs, all ending in City, and then came back and he's just had 3 years in the A-League and he's now playing State League football.
Oof.
Can you name who the player is?
A hint, he has a crazy middle name.
Yeah, I didn't know that until we researched him, so that, yeah. You've done
that,
well.
That doesn't help me, that just confuses me more.
Okay, all right. Well, the shout-out goes to Justin Tickner.
Justin Tickner, who correctly identified that player as Danny Teato.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. And we get an extra bonus point to Mitch Garling for actually giving us his middle name, which is Amadeo.
Amadeo, there you go. So who did that go to?
Mitch Garling.
Mitch Garling.
But the main one.
If he actually told me the middle name, I might have got it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Daniel Amadeo Teato. Anyway.
So congratulations to those two. They're our first trivia winners. We could have sent you some of Christian's hair, but he didn't keep any of it.
Devastated.
Yeah. So
there's plenty of it.
Yeah,
well, there was.
Yeah, I imagine there would have been a pile of it on the floor.
Well, because she actually asked me, she said, "Do you want to keep the hair?" And I said, I'm good. I'm like, do most people keep their hair? She's like, oh, everyone with long hair keeps their hair. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm good. And so she went all dramatic and she took it. She did one big cut. She held it out in front of my face and she had this weird look in her face like, all right, are you ready for this? And she just like dropped it all dramatically movie style onto the ground in front of me. I'm like, okay, you know what? You just wasted 30 seconds where you could have been cutting my hair.
Yeah, and make it a full minute because it's 30 seconds. She's going to have to sweep that up. She could have just placed that hair somewhere quite neatly. Dear, oh dear. Think of the time management skills, people. Mm. Let's talk about Blake Hampton. He sent us that
Imposters 11.
The Imposters 11. Yeah, so shall we discuss that?
Okay, cool. So basically what it was, the Imposters 11 is that, you know, because we have obviously the team of the week. This is the people who shouldn't be in any team in any week.
Let's do this every week.
Okay.
Let's have a Shockers team of the week.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So I'm guessing, I think it's a little bit, so this is obviously going to be, this is from the season so far is the Imposters 11.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit biased looking at the team of some people that we may have or may not have mentioned before, but okay. Starting with the goalkeeper is Paul Henderson. He's a bit of a nobody, really.
Who is Paul Henderson?
Paul Henderson is a goalkeeper who, no matter which club he goes to, he's the backup keeper.
Yeah.
Like, I think he played for Fury last year, had a few games, and then Parsville came back. He just goes around to all the clubs.
Yeah.
So he's a bit of an imposter. He doesn't play. He shouldn't be playing.
Yeah.
Gets paid to do nothing.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, in the back line.
That was actually on that gets paid to do nothing thing. We were looking at lookalikes for the show here on football365.com. They have one where Lucas Leiva looks like Mark Knopfler, and the caption was, "We know he gets money for nothing," which was quite funny.
Anyway,
I thought it was funny.
You could also go with Rubinho. You guys, Man City, what, paid a ridiculous amount for him to sit around and do nothing, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
He caught the bus. I'll always like Rubinho for the fact he caught the bus.
He caught the bus, yeah.
Dear, oh dear.
Okay, Zadkovic, the back line. Vandenbroek from Gold Coast.
Oh, I don't know if he's that's a little bit harsh. I think he's an okay player.
He's not a player. We are the Gold Coast. We all went. Sorry, go.
Yeah, that first game that we saw when he played against Fulham.
Yeah.
It's a bit iffy, but he's gotten better.
No,
don't think he's too bad.
Christian Sarkis, apparently, is in the back line as an imposter, which makes sense, because he's a midfielder.
I was just going to say, yeah. People went out and stood at centre-half, I'd say, Christian, you're an imposter. Well, 15 metres further forwards than where you should be.
Yeah. And Doig, apparently, is also in the imposter's back line.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, he's not great.
Cool. Okay, so in the midfield, we have Mitch Nichols, who is also captain.
Well, that's brownie points for you. You'll enjoy that.
I'll enjoy that.
I haven't seen it yet, but can I just have a stab? And please say Adam Hughes is in there.
Adam Hughes isn't, but he damn well should be. He should be.
Next week's, for sure.
Diego.
Oh, that's a bit harsh. Mm. He was great at Adelaide.
Mm-hmm. Kaz Patafta.
Yeah, that's fair enough. So much potential, but never delivered.
Lloyd Owusu.
Yeah, that's fair enough as well.
Yeah, yeah. And the two forwards, we have Jeremy Brockie.
Yeah, that's fair.
And Adam Kwasniak.
Oh, yeah. I'll say yes to that because he's probably the worst finisher ever. But his setup plays okay. So as a midfielder, he's tolerable. But as a striker, total imposter.
Yep, sweet.
Slots away penalties pretty well. Yeah. But give him a chance from open play, no chance.
Yep, cool. Yeah. Sweet.
Okay.
So that was a bit off the cuff, that one.
Yeah. Can I say something I read last night on Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the other night, in the Spanish third division, Sergio Garcia, the golfer, came on as a sub in the second half of one of the matches for his local club.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Because I've seen him play testimonial games. He's a very good player.
He's a talented man.
Yeah, but he's actually playing Spanish third division football.
That's awesome. Yeah, which is just on the side.
Yeah. That's really awesome. That's because nice. you see occasionally sports people have a go on the golf course.
Yeah,
because this is the opposite.
Yeah, true. True. Michael Jordan obviously had the golf.
Michael Schumacher was a very good footballer.
Really?
Have you seen him? No, if he plays a testimonial, he's very, very good with the ball at his feet. Okay. And who was the other one? There's a tennis player. Marcos Baghdatis.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Get
cool.
a ball at his feet. Well, he would very, be, very handy.
Well, he plays around with the tennis balls at his feet.
Yeah, he does too. I've seen him flick them up. Yeah, of course, yeah.
Sweet. Cool. Quite the opposite note. Apparently, Archie Thompson was fixing it with the Melbourne Victory fans last night.
Was he?
Yeah, in the Northern Stand.
That's good. Oh, in the stand. Yeah. That's great, yeah. James Collins once went to Stoke and stood with the away fans while he was still playing for West Ham when he was injured. Mm. And I think the fans love you forever for doing that.
Yeah, they would, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
That's great, yeah.
Who was the old Newcastle United owner who used to just wear the jersey and used to just sit in the crowds?
Yeah, Mike Ashley.
Yeah.
And they all hated him.
Yeah, they all hated him.
Because, and there's that YouTube video of him trying to neck a pint at the Emirates, and it takes him about 15 minutes. It's like the worst sculling of a pint you've ever seen. It's just like sip, swallow, sip, swallow, sip, swallow for the entire time.
Talking about pints, how good was it last week? We found out there's a special on Guinness, so we're going to have Guinness after the show.
Yeah, we should try and see if that's still going.
Yeah, we will. Anyway, that's a little personal note. Talking about YouTube videos, YouTube video of the week.
YouTube clip of the week. Go to YouTube, type in, I think it's like Moroccan goalkeeping error, penalty error. It'll come up. It's gold. It's a shootout. It's a very important game. It's like the Moroccan Cup or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Bloke steps up to take his shot. Goalkeeper guesses the right way, makes the save, and the ball bounces up in the air. Now, the thing with the penalties in the shootout is you only get to kick the ball once.
Mm-hmm.
The goalkeeper has got up and walked away and started celebrating.
Pumping his chest, kissing his badge.
Tapping himself on the chest, kissing the badge, waving to the fans behind the goal. What he isn't really realizing is that behind him as he's walking away, the ball is spinning on the wet grass and slowly gets its way across the goal line and then the goal stands. And the best part is the striker standing there pointing at the ball and looking at the referee like, the ball's going, and he doesn't want to make too much fuss about it.
Because he doesn't want the goalkeeper to
keep
run over.
Turn around and see it. So he kind of is just pointing, and the ref's like, yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
When it gets there, I'll give
award it.
Okay, it's in. It's a go.
It kind of reminds me of, did you ever see Darius Vassell's goal against Sunderland?
Did he ever score?
Occasionally.
No, I didn't.
Okay, it was a one-on-one with the goalkeeper, kind of around near the penalty spot, and he went to take this big shot. You could actually YouTube it. It's called, I think, Darius Vassell's best goal in history or something like that.
Yeah.
And he goes for shot, and like his eyes and his whole body motion is going from the top right-hand corner. Right, and he strikes it, and the goalkeeper does this big dive to the top right-hand corner, but he scuffs it. Like, he only hits the top of the ball, so it spins. So he scuffs it, and it goes in the complete opposite direction, and the slowest goal you've ever slowly rolls into the bottom left-hand corner while the keeper's on the ground, and Vassell then celebrates like he's just scored a wonder goal from halfway.
Yeah. Who I think it was Phil Neville scuffed one in the bottom corner against Rangers in the Champions League once. Mm-hmm. Just totally shanked it. And if he hadn't shanked it, it wouldn't have gone in. Because he shanked it. Nobody had a clue where it was going to go.
Kind of like Kiel de Bresciano.
Great assist against Uruguay because Harry Kiel totally duffed his lines and laid off the ball perfectly. There is a great YouTube clip of like greatest blunders in football. And there's one where this bloke... It's an extremely muddy day, and he rounds the keeper and just rolls the ball and runs off to celebrate, and the ball stops about a yard out. Yeah, and he's off running around. He's still celebrating. His teammates have to point out that it's not actually gone in.
How would you feel?
Yeah, that's a great one.
Probably like us after every podcast.
And as
mind you, still feel better than having to listen to you tell that story about 100 times so far.
Seriously, you're not allowed on here anymore. Just leave.
It's a good thing.
He's
that
making the most of his
Dave, good thing all the viewers Dave, out there don't
call
know
security,
him
Dave.
Yeah. There's one of my favourite ones in those sort of compilations on YouTube is this bloke who scores, runs off to celebrate. The camera sort of follows him. He runs over and stands in the corner, as you often do, and puts his arms out as if to say that's for you, to the fans. Mm-hmm. And the teammates jump on his back and everything. And then the camera pans up and that stand's under construction. There's no one actually sitting in it. Which is brilliant.
A couple of years ago, when Shawker were redoing their ground, and they had just a big a mosaic of just a painting of just crowds.
Quite good.
Yeah. The UEFA Cup, Netamanua scored for Manchester City against Shawk, so he went in front of the mosaic and started doing bows in front of the mosaic in the celebration.
That's quite clever. Yeah. All right. Brilliant. I was then just going to say one more. Oh yeah. I don't know where it is, and it will take a lot of work to find it. If anyone out there can find it, I would really appreciate it. But there is a clip somewhere of a bloke taking a penalty, and it's like the muddiest day you've ever seen. And he actually trips over in the mud on his approach to the ball, falls, and like his knee hits the ball. So it only goes about 2 meters, and he's just left face down in the mud. But technically, he's taken his penalty, and he's just totally dejected. And the keeper has to come out and kind of help him up.
You're what you've just done. You've just spoiled our YouTube clip of the week for the next month.
If you can find that clip, please email us info@thefootballsack.com. We would really appreciate it if you could find that. So I think we're out of time for the show, which is a shame because I could stand here and talk about
chat. This is good.
YouTube clips for hours. Yeah, you thought it was going to be a bit of a drag, but...
We'll listen to Christian.
Yeah, that's right, If the first 2 minutes of the show were anything to go by, when he totally took my mind off my Jason Manford joke I was going to make. So we're looking forward to a weekend of football. Should we talk about the English Premier League?
Do we want to talk about the English Premier League?
Yeah, I'll give you a quick review. The Hammers are going to lose, Chelsea going to win.
And Man City should be awarded a penalty but end up drawing against the lowly opposition side.
Mind you, that... Your opposition did play better.
Oh, listen to him.
Are we talking about the Blackburn game?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you think they'll go in the Europa League tomorrow morning?
Hopefully they'll go all right.
Yeah, playing Salzburg or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Red Bull Salzburg or something.
Are they called Red Bull?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they were the first ever Red Bull club. New York Red Bulls were the second.
Oh, really?
Mm. And when they first changed the name, because it'd been Salzburg for about 100 years and then Red Bull came and changed the name, and all the fans just went out and didn't buy any of the merchandise and changed all the shirts and that and created a big uproar about it. They weren't too happy about changing the name.
Yeah, they created a new club. It's now called Austrian Salzburg, I think. And it's just in the third division of Austrian League.
So it's like the equivalent of AFC Wimbledon.
Yeah, that's it.
I went and saw a few AFC Wimbledon games. They're great.
Ironic thing is, though, if it wasn't for Red Bull, that club would actually not exist anymore because it was under so much debt that they needed someone the size of Red Bull to come and save them. So it's kind of,
Double-edged sword.
Do Red Bull actually sell anything these days, or do they just own everything and try and make their money that way?
Well, apparently they're the highest. They sponsor more sport in the world than anyone else. But I guess that's because their Formula One cars and their Red Bull Air Race is also classed as a sponsor, which could cost
a lot. Yeah, good point. Yeah. I like Red Bull. As a drink.
Didn't you used to live with a Red Bull girl?
No, I didn't live with her. I knew her. Mm-hmm. She was close friends with my housemate.
Yeah,
and okay. And yeah, she would often just come by with just crates of Red Bull that she got told to give away. Yeah,
yeah, of course. If her bosses are listening, no, she didn't.
Yeah,
no.
What are you talking about? Legitimate giveaway. And she, part of her job was she had to
take photos
of those cans being consumed. So, you know, she'd just bring her camera and just hand us all a can and take a photo, and that was job done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
Cool.
Yeah, she's in America now somewhere. So,
yeah, fair enough.
Talia, if you listen to the football site, which I know for a fact you don't, because you're not interested at all, hi, and thanks for the Red Bull.
Yeah, it's cool. And also, while we're thinking of people, we'll thank Betfair.
We should thank Betfair. You've done well to read my notes there, despite the fact they're facing me. So thanks to Betfair for your continued support of us here at the Football Sack. Go to the website, click on the Betfair link, open up a $30 account and have a $50 free bet.
On anything you want. On sport, you want. Racing, and they've even got a gambling section so you can actually go on like casino. So,
it's all gambling.
No, it's all gambling. Touche. Touche, yeah. Jack Quigley.
Gambling section is the website. we should wrap up the show. Thanks for coming, Kurt.
Thanks for having me.
It's been good to have you here.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I've enjoyed every single time you poke fun at Christian.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm sick of these guest segments.
I was going to try and poke fun at you, but there's just nothing to poke at.
Actually, we should mention Kurt is the basis. You were the start of the Jack Quigley looks like Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
Did you actually end up knowing how far that went?
No, I didn't.
Kofi Danning and Seb Ryle to comment. We had a photo of each and they asked them if they looked together.
Actually, I remember you did show me that.
Yeah, your off the cuff comment reached national levels to the point.
And we had people voting for it on the site.
Yeah, we had a picture poll on the website. And with Kofi Danning and Seb Ryle both, I think they said I did look like a
guy. Oh, yeah, well, I think Seb said you did, and then Kofi said they couldn't tell you apart, and he thought Matt was holding the pictures of the same people.
There you go.
If you actually want to hear their words, go to our website, click on interviews, and it's the bottom interview.
Yeah.
Below Dwight York and Sylvain Distin.
Yeah.
So there's my cheeky grin. Anyway.
Distin. He was good. You had a good chat to him, didn't he?
Yeah, no, yeah. Distin was really good. He's a really good interview. He's so imposing. He's huge. He's just a mountain of muscle.
Yeah, he's a beast of a person in real life, isn't he?
It was just crazy. Like, he was just there, like, nonchalant. He was on a chair, like, with four legs, obviously. Yeah. But he was just sitting there.
I love those ones.
Yeah.
They're my favourite.
He was just sitting there just
I get hurt if I try and sit on the other ones.
He was rocking back and forth just on the two legs, but without touching
anything.
He was just balancing.
Oh, really? Wow.
And it was just...
not resting up against anything.
Yeah, not resting. Yeah. It was just rocking back and forth, just nonchalant and just having a chat. And we had a good laugh. It was really good.
Yeah, that's great core stability.
Yeah, it was. It was nuts. His abs must be like... Anyway.
How are his abs? Were you saying that as well?
No, Moyes wouldn't be too happy if he did something to himself doing that, though.
That's true. Well, Moyes is never happy, so what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And then he probably would have, you know, got up you for making him do it.
He doesn't like
that. Would have been the referee's fault.
Yeah, no, that's it. Anyway,
Martin Atkinson's fault.
Dwight York was cool, too. That was a longer interview as well, so
yeah.
It was nice. Anyway.
We're not really here to discuss old interviews. What are we here for? We don't really know.
Yeah. We're here to pass the time.
Yeah, that's right. I've thanked you, Kurt. I'll thank you, Christian.
Anytime,
for turning up.
Anytime.
I'll thank myself. Thanks, Jack. No worries, Jack. Pleasure. I know. Gosh, you're funny. Well, thanks a lot. Handsome, too.
Almost like Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
You know who you look like? That Jonathan Rhys-Meyers guy. We're going to wrap up the show and say we'll see you next week for the review show.
That'll be on Tuesday, people.
On Tuesday.
Yes.
All going according to plan.
Yes,
which it often doesn't. See you next week, guys.